That's a really good point. And did you consider? Hey, listen. Hi, James from Ingvid. A lot of times, students want to learn conversational skills so they can start a conversation. But when they do start these conversations, they tend to find that they're not included. Today's lesson is how to include yourself. So it's a conversational skill about how to take a conversation or, take your part in the conversation. Are you ready? It's going to be fun. I'm going to teach you two techniques that have two different uses. All right. So you can see here, E is saying, wow, Bob, that's a good point, but. And the second point he says is just listen. All right. Let's go to the board. The listen one is called a single word imperative. All right. Why do we use it? Well, you're in a conversation with somebody and they're saying things you don't necessarily like, and they're talking fast and loud and being, very demonstrative and showing their hands and talking, and you want to get in there, but you don't know how you can break into the conversation to say something or comment because maybe you don't like what they're saying. You do something like this. Stop. What did I do? I just said stop. One word imperative. An imperative is an order. And the funny thing about the human brain is we've been trained since we were children to listen. Remember when you were running and your parents would go, stop! Or they would go, listen! Or they would say, no. They didn't say sentences, they said one word. So we've been trained for this, but it's very blunt and we use it for children or even dogs. Okay? I'm not saying people are dogs or children, but it's very effective because we've been conditioned for one word imperatives. As you get older, we learn to be more polite. So we say, listen to me, please. Can you stop saying that, please? We add politeness. But in a situation where you need to stop someone immediately, the one word imperative works because it gets right to the point, gets directly to the person. And what it does is, look, it draws attention to the intended action. I don't want you to stop talking. I want the conversation to go, but I want you to stop. Got it? So when I say stop, you'll stop speaking because you're going to be in your brain going, stop what? What am I doing? And that gives an opening for me to come into the conversation. Or no. People go, no. No, what? Because you don't explain, it raises their curiosity and they're like, why do you want them to stop? Why did you say listen? Why did you say no? That stop in the conversation allows you to step into the conversation and say what you need to say. Okay? See? Stops conversation. Words you can use are examples. No, stop, and listen. And don't explain it. Because when you do say, listen to me, please listen to me, it's almost like you're saying, you're not listening, it's not fair, and you're being a baby. Now, I'm telling you, this is kind of rude, so don't think I'm telling you this is a good way to start friends. That's why I said when you're in a situation where the person's saying something you may not agree, like all women should not work, you might say, excuse me? Don't say excuse me. Just say, stop. They'll go, what? And then you go, boom, you say your part right there, right? You can say it for almost anything. It's immediate and it stops action, but it might be considered rude. So what's an alternative? You don't want to be rude, but you want to be heard and you want people to come to your side, maybe agree with you. I've got another way of doing it. This is called the complement and steal, okay? Well, we use a complement and a conjunction. Notice I said imperative here. Well, we use a conjunction. What does a conjunction do? It brings two statements together, right? And joins them. So the ideas are kind of linked together. I am happy and I am nice. And makes the two come together. I'm happy and I'm nice. Well, we're going to use this method to take a conversation from someone. Well, why? People love compliments. Have you ever had someone say to you, you look nice today? And then you wait, you go, and what? And what? I look nice and what? Or, and I really love your car and it grabs your attention, right? So when someone gives you a compliment about you, naturally you like it. So you listen, you focus. And when they say and, usually we're waiting for more of a compliment, right? This is why it's kind of a bit sneaky. So when you use the compliment, it draws attention from the speaker. So the speaker goes, oh, what did you say about me? Oh, that's so nice, right? But it also draws the attention of the audience. Remember, whoever's speaking, people are listening to. So if the speaker stops speaking and looks at you to say, thank you, then everybody else will look to see, who are you talking to? Who is the speaker speaking to? So now you have the speaker and the audience looking at you. Now it's time to lower the boom, as we say, hit them. Because of this, they've got all their focus on you. They're focusing on your conjunction. So you could say something like, gee, Bob, that's a good point. He'll go, yes. But did you consider, now they're focused, they have to respond to what you said, and the audience is looking because he gave you it. So you've taken the, you didn't even take it. The speaker gives you the conversation, okay? Because when they give you attention, they give you the conversation for you to do what you like. And because you've given the compliment, they open the door with a smile and wait. And then when you hit them, they have to respond to that. Cool, huh? You get to say your piece and everybody's looking and you've been nice about it. Over here, you're just saying, stop. They stop, you have to go. Now, we're going to take a second. And the next point, I'm going to finish off what we're doing here. Okay, ready? So, we talked about the two techniques. They seem very simple, but I'm telling you, they're powerful. Because one, you might want to use to demonstrate that you're an individual, you have opinions, and you want to be respected. Or, sounds bad, but you don't respect the person who's speaking. You don't want to give them, be polite. The second one is a bit more polite, showing respect. So, when we look here, okay, the single word imperative, it's pro. It's direct. Listen, stop, no. It's direct and it's honest. People know that you're not happy or you don't agree and you're saying it directly. You're not trying to make friends, you're trying to make a point. So use it when you have to be strong in a meeting or something, right? Even with friends. Let's go drinking. No. Don't say, no, I don't want to. Just no. They will ask you questions and give you the attention, right? Problem, con. It can be seen as rude because you're not treating them like equals. You're treating them as in, I'm stepping away from you. I'm saying this, and that's the way it is. The second thing is it takes respect away from the speaker because you're not engaging or you're not speaking to the speaker like, hey, you know, I was just thinking. You're saying, no, this is it. It's done. My respect for whatever you said or where you're going is not there. So know that you're doing that, okay? It's a fine line we walk, which means you have to be careful, okay? You don't want to be rude, but you do want to be honest and direct. How about the compliment and steal? Using conjunctions with a compliment, remember? And or but. To take a person one way, then take it away. Well, number one, pro. Gives you the conversation, literally. The speaker will go, oh, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate my point. Or you agree with this? Because I could say something like, hey, I really like what you said when you said this. However, and boom, you just hit them. Okay? The audience listens to you. Remember the audience, it was listening to the speaker. As soon as the speaker addresses you, which means says, really, you, and what did you like? As soon as they do that, not only do they give it to you, they bring the audience with you. You don't have to, please everybody listen to me. They give it to you. Cool? Here's what we call a con. Con means not good. It can be seen as manipulative because you're giving a compliment just to take the conversation. So as much as this is rude, you have to be careful how you use this. Some people think, oh, you didn't really mean what you said. You just wanted to. No, I meant it. That was a good point. So be honest when you say it. If you do like something they're saying, or my favorite is to say this. I agree that you said that. And if you listen carefully, I didn't say anything. All I said is, I agree that you said this statement. It doesn't mean I agree with anything you said, okay? And I can say that, hey, I didn't say I like that. I agree that you said that and you think it's true. It has nothing to do with me. However, all right? So on that note, I've given you two powerful techniques for conversation. You can try it at work or at play with your friends or at home with your mama, right? Mama, dinner is really good. However, portion size is not to my liking, all right? Anyway, look, have a great day. Listen, we have to go. See, that was wrong. I should just say, listen. And then he stops. We must go. We must go. See, use those imperatives, people. Also, there's another lesson on how to make imperatives nice. Hey, we really work with you at where? www.ing.com, right? Where you can take this lesson, take the tests, right? And other lessons, fantastic teachers we have, Ronnie, and we have Valen, and Alex, and I can't remember them all. Have a good one.